Welcome to Season 3, Episode 13 of Teed Up, where everyone's a sports expert.
The podcast that makes you care about sports.
We are an original podcast created and produced by Long Beach State student newspaper, the Daily 49er. I'm Naoki.
I'm Maddie G.
Oh, look, he's so cute. Look at the little TRs looking so... See, we're not in suits today.
No suits.
I'm rocking the class. We're rocking our little classic fits today. Got the Celtics hoodie on. If you guys couldn't tell, we're talking some NBA basketball. Finally. Finally. You know, having Coach Acheron and Bobby on last week, me and Coach Ack got to talk some hoops, and it kind of, you know.
Got the itch.
You know, I've been wanting to talk hoops for you for a minute. Celtics basketball is thriving right now. But before we get into anything, we want to introduce our guest today. So sitting across from Maddie is our resident Englishman, Manchester United supporter.
Yeah. LeBron James fanatic.
Yeah. LeBron James Blazer. Social media.
That's crazy.
Social media assistant.
Yeah, my head. Hey, it's great to be back, lads. It's been too long.
We missed you, bro.
I missed you guys, honestly. Thank you guys for having me back. Honestly, it's been great.
And then sitting across from me is our photo assistant, resident photo assistant, and Warriors fan. We're not gonna comment on that right now.
He just mad about 2022. It's all good though.
Hey, at least we have a playoff. We have playoff games to play this year.
He just mad he can't get that back.
Dang.
Wow. I mean, you can't get that back. They won it.
Can so. Never get it.
That is true. Yeah. And you know what? The better team won that year. I can't even get that mad at it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can't even get that mad at it. But you know, they went from winning a championship literally two seasons ago to now getting bounced out in the play-in tournament. But Sacramento Kings team doesn't have their second and third best players. But that's just me, though.
That's just you, though.
Absolutely. Well, I guess you start things off. Maher, you don't really have a team. You just support wherever LeBron goes.
Pretty much,
so you're really just watching Lakers basketball at this point.
Yes.
So how do you like the Lakers' chances going into this playoff run?
Do you want a heart answer or a mind answer or a brain answer? Because my heart is telling me Lakers. Right? I'll be honest with you. I feel like revenge is upon the horizon, ladies and gentlemen. The Kang will walk into Denver. And so, what was it? My House City? Right? Isn't that
My House City.
Right? What?
Bro, they just got there,
no,
bro.
No, you don't see that happening? No?
Maddie, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. What's happening, man? He's coming in now.
You got a rebuttal for that? That
is one of my goats in the NBA. Nikola Jokic. Hey,
did you see that they just arrived there? So they haven't been practicing in Maha City?
I mean, that's true. The altitude, you got to get used to the altitude over there for sure.
You got to respect the horse merchant.
You need to. The horse merchant.
Yeah, Joker.
I mean, the thing is, listen, I'll be honest, right? All jokes aside, I don't see them winning the series, to be honest with you. Denver is just too stacked. I'll be honest, they're just way too stacked, mate. They got the horse merchant, right? Being Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray. I mean, that team is just way too good. And not just that, most of the core is still there today. Yep. Other than who left that to Indiana? What's his name?
Bruce Brown. He was your kryptonite, bro.
You know what I mean? He really was. He was our kryptonite. So I don't know, man. I'm saying it's going seven games, though. We ain't getting swept this year.
I feel like that's what they said last year. In the conference finals, they got swept. Yeah, it was the closest sweep we've had ever seen.
And they hit ridiculous shots, too.
Jokic was like crazy shots.
Jamal Murray, too, in game two over LeBron. That was just out of this world, mate. So, you know, we'll see. I'm saying seven games, though, personally speaking.
Okay.
If Jokic is hitting step back one-legged threes, it's over for you.
On the halfway line, you know what I mean? Exactly. Yeah, like, it's ridiculous, mate.
Well, then as a Warriors fan, then, with y'all being out, who you got going to win the chip?
So I've always thought Denver was gonna go back to back, and I do have the Celtics going to the finals again, cakewalk again. But you know, like, I still got Denver winning it all, honestly, because
they're really good.
Right, like,
that team is too stacked,
losing Bruce Brown was tough, but when you got like young guys stepping up like Christian Braun and like Payton Watson, I don't think they're doing that. Shout out 562 Payton Watson.
Hey.
Oh yeah.
I don't think they're losing a step at all.
I mean, with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope has been playing like all NBA.
Yeah.
Level defense.
And he is the perfect 3-and-D player,
He's the perfect. Honestly. And like, I feel like a lot of people don't acknowledge the pairing between, people look at Jokic and Murray a lot.
Yeah.
That Jokic, Aaron Gordon, like
connection is insane.
Like, Jokic would just be in the low post, You bring one, that low man comes over to help. It's just, you just got to toss it.
Easy alley-oop.
Anywhere within the square of the backboard, right. And Aaron Gordon. Because
if you're a defender, you're losing no matter what. No matter what you do in the situation, either it's a dunk or a layup.
Or if you help off Aaron Gordon, you drop down. There's a man in that corner. There's KCP in that corner three. That's or Michael Porter Jr.
Basically, you can't double Jokic.
You can't help off of Aaron Gordon. You can't come off the corner to drop down to Aaron Gordon. This is, it's so tough defending this Denver.
They've got weapons all over the court, man. They've got weapons all over the court. It's the most stacked team. Well, the most well-rounded team.
They are the most well-rounded team. The most stacked team is the Boston Celtics, I think.
I would say so, honestly. I would say so. KP there now, and how he's playing with, you know, with Tatum and Brown. For sure. I mean, that's a big three right there.
I saw that, like, the Brad Stevens has been a GM for only two seasons, and he's flipped Romeo Langford for Derek White, Malcolm Brogdon for Drew Holiday,
Zen Master.
Marcus Smart for Kristaps Porzingis, the second round pick for Xavier Tillman.
Mate.
Manzo's making moves.
He's a prophet when it comes to GMing, apparently. You know what I mean?
But even, like, we were talking about this before we came down here. Like,
yeah.
Even with all of that, even with the Celtics being in the regular season, the clear cut, the best team in the league, the best record in all of basketball.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Still slightly skeptical.
Reservations,
I can't get too high on my horse because...
Why? Identify, because I'm thinking it's because of your finals run against the Golden State Warriors, right?
It's not even that. It's last year, too.
Last year, right?
So it's like, I can go back as far as...
2008?
Like, no. Not that far.
It's been that far, though. You know what
I
mean?
No, but like there was a brief period where we were genuinely rebuilding. Like we were rolling out a starting lineup with Isaiah Thomas, Avery Bradley, Jay Crowder, Amir Johnson, and Tyler Zeller. Like,
I remember that team,
So I think the furthest I think I can go back is maybe like the bubble, like 2020.
Yeah.
When we were in the conference finals playing the Heat. Then the year after we lose in the first round of the Nets in 5. Then the next year we get to the finals, lose in 6. Then the year after we fall down 3-0 in the conference finals, come back to force game 7, and then just get Tatum rolls his ankle that very first play of that game 7.
And it was all over.
So it's like, I can't get too confident. I think this team has shown me way too many times now that it's just like... I fall into this trap year after year.
Yeah,
like,
they can roll over, right? No pun intended.
Yeah, like I just can't get myself too excited for it. I want to... we can talk Celtics basketball all day long. We were supposed to have Kevin on the show, talk some Celtics basketball finally, but...
Exactly.
You know, corporate Kev. Got to do some corporate things.
Exactly. Corporate Kev with his corporate things, exactly.
Besides the Lakers matchup, Lakers Nuggets matchup, what's another matchup that you guys say is the you guys are looking most forward to?
Suns Timberwolves is gonna be pure hoops. Suns Timberwolves is going to be the most entertaining series.
I'll do you one better.
I like that one.
I'll do you one better.
Uh-oh.
Clippers Mavs.
That too.
I'll do you one better. Cavs Magic. Hey, call Anthony Donovan Mitchell, man. That's prime time NBA hoops right there, bro.
What are you talking about, baby?
It's cool. Like, I like it.
No, nah, look at the matchup. It's interesting.
I don't hate it.
You know what I mean? I like the matchup personally.
Hey, you know what? Let's talk about that Clippers Mavs, though.
Yeah.
Because, like, Luka got people now. Yeah. He got people.
He's got a squad now.
You got Kyrie.
Yeah.
You got PJ Washington.
Yeah.
You got
Daniel Gafford.
Keep talking, mate.
Derek Lively.
Tim Hardaway Jr.
Maxi Kleber.
All of a sudden, Dante Exum is back in the league. Where did this dude, Dante
Exum, come from?
Went to Barcelona, mate. Spoke to Messi for a little bit. He came back.
He chilled with Xavi for a little bit.
Luka turned him to a spot-up shooter, bro. I'm like, wow.
Y'all remember Dante Exum's hype coming out of that draft, bro?
Right, out of Australia,
coming out of Australia, bro.
Went to Utah, didn't he? Got drafted by Utah.
Then he did a stint in Cleveland and just fell off the face of the earth, and he just came back and had like a career resurgence
with
the Mavs, bro. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I was one of those people that was a bit skeptical of that Kyrie Luka like pairing. I was just like,
I wasn't initially,
but I feel like when you look at a guy like Kyrie, he's almost at his best when he's
off
playing,
ball,
when
right?
he's off the ball, when he is a number two. Like, you saw it with LeBron.
Oh my god, I did.
You saw it at times with KD in Brooklyn.
Yeah,
I think that Brooklyn team. Sorry, we're gonna be jumping all over the place.
Yeah,
NBA talk.
That That big three. Yeah. Okay, you look at that. What was it? 20.
I mean, it was more of a big two, though.
Was it the 2020 offseason?
Which one? When they
when they got Kyrie and KD and DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah,
in the
that
same
year.
Free agency class, and then the year after
they go traded for James Harden. Harden. Yeah.
That trio of Harden, Kyrie, and KD is gonna be on the same level to me as Kobe, Nash, and Dwight.
I think they're worse, dude.
Like as failed super teams?
As high expectations, super team, high caliber players that just did not deliver.
I think they're worse than Nash. At least Nash was over the hill, let's be honest, right?
Yeah, Nash was pushing 40.
You know what I mean? Kobe was right before he tore his Achilles. And Dito had a back problem the entire year as well.
Yeah, but it's not Paul Gasol, though.
They did. And you're you ain't lying. People thought that three together were going to do great things together, right? But I'm telling you, mate. Kyrie, KD, and James, that was a catastrophic failure. I mean, my goodness, bro. How can you have three of the best 1-on-1 players on the same team and just flop that hard?
They were hurt all the time.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I get it.
It's injuries, bro.
It's true, bro. But at the same time, when they played together, right?
No, they were really good.
No, they were unstoppable, damn near.
Yeah.
Against you guys, a couple of games, I remember that. Yeah, like game one was it, or game two, I think?
We won game one.
Did you?
And then
the buzzer beater, right? Yeah.
No, that was last year. 21, we won game one or game two, and then we got gentlemen swept, essentially.
Yeah, I'm talking about, that was the year when Kyrie got beat, when they got beat by the Bucks, right? And the Bucks won the championship that year, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
In the second round.
That was the year that KD, his foot was on the line.
I was thinking about the wrong year then. Then it has worked somewhat then, I guess. But even then, bro, it hasn't met expectations.
Yeah.
When they were together. Like we expected them to have runs together. You know what I mean? Long runs in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It lost to the series, dude. You
know what I mean? I mean, if you think about it, they were like unlucky. Cause like KD, it was all him.
Yeah.
And like the
for sure against the Bucks, he was unlucky.
Yeah, yeah. Harden was playing on like a bad hamstring. Yeah. And like Kyrie rolled his ankle.
Yeah. Kyrie for the majority of his
vaccination thing, right?
Almost his entire stint in Brooklyn was
just horrible.
It was controversial.
He didn't want to get the vaccine, and KD got annoyed. And it was just really.
It got really sour.
Shout out Mayor Adams. No.
Have you seen that video? When I think the Mavs went to go play in Brooklyn, and he's like, Kyrie, why won't you plant this when you were on the Nets? He goes, blame Mayor Adams.
Blame Mayor Adams. You know, he had the stipulations in there.
Do you think that they would have worked out better if they both went to New York, Kyrie and KD?
What, to the Knicks?
Yeah.
Oof.
I like the idea better, honestly, but I don't know.
It sounds sexier.
It does. It sounds really nice. NBA, but I don't think they would.
You know what the Knicks should do is trade for Mikal Bridges. And get the whole Villanova squad back together.
You know what I mean?
You got Brunson over there already, DiVincenzo, Josh Hart.
You can
Mikal Bridges is that missing piece.
He wants to be a Knick really bad, so you can
he
tell.
Does,
like,
you can tell, bro.
He really wants to be a Knick, man. You
he's
know
so
mean?
Slick of Brooklyn, bro.
Exactly.
And look, Mikal Bridges, like the first couple weeks when he first got traded to Brooklyn last season, he looked
popping
really
off.
Good.
Yeah.
He was popping off.
He but was.
Like, as of recently, you're seeing like his inefficiencies as a scorer. Like, you're seeing it now when he has the ball in his hands. Like, he's not a shot creator. He's not a great playmaker.
He's a 3-and-D player, dude. You know what I mean?
Well,
I think he is. He'll lock you down if you shoot open threes. You know
Villanova
what I mean?
Teams work so well. You had Jalen Brunson running the lead guard. You had Josh Hart hustling for everything. Mikal Bridges picking up the best perimeter best perimeter player.
And DiVincenzo,
like, lighting it up.
All of a sudden, he turned to a shooter, bro. Like, it's always when people leave Golden State, but I'm not going to say that. I'm not gonna say it.
He learned from Steph, man. It's some of that power with him.
He did say that.
He learned from Steph, man.
Steph.
That's valid.
Matt, you got anything to add to the basketball conversation, brother?
You love you, Tiara.
No, I do, actually.
Okay.
I saw a good little Luka tweet recently.
Yeah.
Where people are saying it's crazy that we got a generational hooper who looks the way he does and he's not genetically gifted.
Mm.
I disagree. He's 6'7", but.
That's true.
There's that, like,
pure
he's
hoops,
small.
Though.
He's a chubby boy.
Yeah, he
little
can
chubby
jump off
Slovenian boy can hoop.
Oh, DJ Burns, man. That's where we're going. I thought about DJ Burns for a second.
He doesn't jump out of the gym. He's not like doesn't have like breakneck speed.
No.
Wasn't he also like the one who was drinking before the game like last year and everyone was making a big deal about it?
Him and the hookah.
Yeah.
He used to call hookah
Dungeons. Luka was like pounding beers and like smoking hookah in the offseason.
Everyone was like,
that's pure hoops.
And what happened? He led the league in scoring this season.
Exactly. I respect it. That's my generational hooper.
Is that a problem in the NBA, guys? The fact that everyone's getting a career high so like quickly together and stuff. I mean, is there a lack of defense or is there just players that are just out of this world?
You know, I think the era of the 3-and-D has allowed more people to score. Yeah. And they're not able to track back because they're too busy shooting threes.
Yeah.
That's true. Long shots lead to long rebounds, which is a transition bucket. I think a part of it is...
Love your analysis, by the way, man. Great analysis, honestly.
I think a part of it has to do with the way that a lot of teams decide to play now, which is play smaller, which means that you're not defending the rim at a high rate. Yeah. You're shooting threes at a higher rate.
Clip.
A greater clip than in history. Like,
Look at this team. Boston.
Look at the Celtics. Like, we were one of the best three-point shooting teams in the league this year.
You shoot too much, though, in my view. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Missoula, I mean, relax, mate. You ain't gonna shoot 53s every single damn game now. I mean,
I feel like with the way that, we figured it out that, because last year we were doing the same thing, but with Robert Williams in the game. It's like, and why Grant are we putting Williams up 50? Too. Yeah, like, why are we putting up 53s a game when we really only have at max like four shooters on the court at one time?
Exactly.
Our starting lineup, we have five shooters on the court at all
times.
You
do. Now you can do it, right? With Porzingis on the court.
Porzingis has allowed us to do is because he's such a threat from behind the arc. Like, you see those like Jaylen Brown backdoor cuts, like Jaylen Brown's favorite. Like, he'll creep into the corner.
What's that nickname? Cookie and Cream.
Cookies and Cream.
That's a crazy nickname.
It is the craziest nickname
I've ever heard.
They're like besties, bro, which is actually so random.
I know, right? Jaylen Brown and Porzingis.
Jaylen Brown and Kristaps Porzingis.
I wonder what they talk about in private times. You know what I mean? The conversations, honestly.
Oh, no, bro. Like Jaylen Brown's like super intellectually. He's like a super smart dude.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
He likes tea, reads books. I've seen that video. You know what I'm talking about? The GQ Essentials? That's him, bro.
And Porzingis is Latvian. Like,
Kristaps Porzingis is just like,
You know what I'm saying?
He just likes custom cars, bro. Like, but man, I think a part of it has to do with the style of play with a lot more 3-and-D guys, like surrounding yourself with like one elite scorer, like a Luka Doncic, like a Jason Tatum, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander too. Like, and then you're drafting big men that can stretch the floor and shoot from behind the arc. Like, if you're a big man, you can't shoot, you're almost like unplayable.
Yeah, especially like, in the NBA nowadays, man. You have to shoot.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be at least like
shoot. Or a threat, right?
Be somewhat of a threat. Exactly. You know? Like, Rudy Gobert can get away with it because he's a generational defender. Rudy Yogurt. That's my nickname.
Is he really, though?
I mean, yeah, like an elite rim protector, but he's a barbecue chicken out in the perimeter.
Doesn't pass the eye test for me personally. It's not watching play, man. Everyone's getting to the rim and scoring on
him. I think he is the worst basketball player, like Hooper, skill-wise, fundamentally, to win an NBA award. The defensive player of the year. We're talking about a guy like Ben Wallace, who has the worst career free throw percentage of all time.
Does he actually?
Yes.
What is it?
It's like in the 40s.
Mate.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
You know?
He's throwing it, not shooting.
You know, but like, at least like...
That's what I'm saying.
Ben Wallace could at least jump out the gym, do a nice little hook shot here and there. But dude, you're Rudy Gobert. You're 7'2".
Yeah.
Your wingspan is damn near 8 feet.
Yeah.
It's just like fundamentally, like, have you seen this guy, like, the clips of when he warms up playing basketball? He's like, it's so awkward.
Yeah,
like it's mad awkward, bro.
He has no game shots.
He's like, none, bro.
Like,
I don't know how people warm up like that.
And he just looks so awkward. He just looks so awkward playing basketball. He's legit like the kid that's like, oh, you're 7'2". You might as well play basketball. Yeah. And he's screw it.
He worked out for him, right? $200 million later.
He's robbed Anthony Davis, Draymond Green, and any other generational defenders of
AD's robbed.
Draymond has a defensive player of the year. The fact that AD does not have a defensive player of the year is crazy. Yes, because of Rudy Gobert, bro.
It's crazy.
Or Bam. Even Bam Adebayo, bro.
Bam, he does not get enough love in my view.
Bro, he can protect the rim at an elite level. Switch on the guards on the perimeter center, bro.
I'm going to use the words of Michael Beasley. He's a point guard stuck in that big-ass body. You know what I mean? That's exactly what he is. He's a point guard stuck in that big-ass body, mate. Honest to God.
Honestly, bro, I don't know. I can go on a whole rant about Rudy Gobert. But, okay, before we go any further, we got to get to this segment of our show. Maddie?
Are you on Frank Break?
Let's get to Frank Break in 1 second. But before we get on Frank Break, we're recording this on Friday, April 19th. So this weekend, 19, 20, and 21 is the Long Beach Grand Prix. This is an annual event where they get IMSA, IndyCar, Super Trucks. They sanction off roads in Long Beach to have this really big event. I'm currently there. I'm currently taking photos for it, covering the event as we speak. So... for our video audience who are watching this on YouTube, I will be at the Grand Prix reviewing some hot dogs that I will be partaking in this weekend. That will be your Frank break for this week, as well as I'll be providing you some nice little Frank break lore through Maddie's research. But for our audio audience, so who people who are listening on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Maddie has also curated a whole Frank break just for the audio audience. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please enjoy this clip of the Frank break at the Long Beach Grand Prix. For those of listening on audio, Maddie, take us away.
What do you guys know about Valtteri Bottas?
Not a damn thing.
No, I don't know that. I don't know.
No love for Finland. No love for the 20th ranked F1 driver.
20th ranked?
Wow. He's not very good.
Okay. Well, he's top 20.
Top 20.
I thought there's like only 20 drivers.
Oh.
I mean, yeah, 24. but you look at like a lot of other. But you look at a lot of other drivers that don't have F1 jobs. Like,
exactly,
don't have
first, man. He's got a job, right?
He's got a job.
Yeah.
Well, my boy Valtteri Bottas, he's got the sickest helmet in the league.
Uh-oh.
I'm here for the sausage sizzle.
Wow. Oh, that's actually a really cool helmet. I really like that.
Look at this.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty dope. Yeah, I like that.
I don't know why. I don't know if sausages are big in Finland. Couldn't find it in my research, but he's got mustard rimming the outside, ketchup rimming the other outside.
Whoa, big Frank guy.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Big
helmet.
Frank guy.
Wow.
Next one up. So okay. This one, I don't even understand what's going on here.
Okay.
We got a Thai hot dog company.
Uh-huh.
That is sponsoring the Moose Craft hot dog sponsors for Red Bull Racing in 2020.
Moose Craft,
but it's from Thailand.
Thailand? Wait.
Are they known for their mooses out there?
So wait, Moose Craft hot dogs is sponsoring Red Bull in F1 starting in 2020.
It was in 2020, but it's a Thai hot dog brand. But it's called Moose Craft hot dogs.
Right.
And they sponsor Red Bull.
Interesting.
Hey, shout out to them.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, Max is eating good now, bro. That's how Max is so fast, because he's eating Thai hot dogs. He just needs to go to the toilet.
I think that's what Lewis should have done, mate. You know what I mean? They probably wouldn't have stole that away from him.
Oh, freaking Lewis.
And then I could have sworn I had the number on how many hot dogs we go through at the Grand Prix. It disappeared on me.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Let's just guess.
Oh, wait. More than 10,000 hot dogs have been sold per year.
Bloody hell.
Long Beach Grand Prix.
More than 10 grand. I will be one of those 10 grand this weekend.
Honestly, I think I might be too. Honestly.
Pull up, dude.
Should we do a 9-inning challenge, but for laps?
Oh. No, it's like less than a minute and a half a lap. And? That's tough.
You do it while driving?
No, I'm doing that. I'm not doing that.
In the cockpit?
No, bro.
You gotta do it in the cockpit, man. What do you mean, no? You gotta do it in the cockpit.
Bro, no?
By the end of the drive, you're not gonna be able to see through. Need some windshield wipers.
Dude, I'm gonna be
That's
like.
Great.
I'm gonna be throwing up everywhere, bro. The hot dogs with motion sickness.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't cope.
But yeah, 10,000 hot dogs sold at the Long Beach Grand Prix.
Interesting.
Gotta get a sponsor.
Well, we're trying.
and we will continue to try. You know what
we're
I mean?
We're trying.
Effort.
All right. Yeah, that was the Frank break for today.
All right, brother. Awesome. Well, thank you for that, Maddie.
Thank you. You're so welcome.
Thank you.
To close out our show, we're gonna do our playoff predictions here. Yes, so we'll just keep it simple. NBA champions.
Yeah.
And Finals MVP.
Okay.
NBA Finals predictions here. Well, Maddie, let's start with you, bro.
Yeah.
You get to know what it was like to be me like 2 weeks ago when I did my baseball predictions. I was struggling.
Let's think here. Nikola Jokic is just going to win MVP.
Yeah,
I agree.
All right, this is my last episode.
I just run with him. I don't know. I just think it's funny that he was drafted during like a Sprite commercial or whatever
Taco Bell commercial.
He doesn't care about basketball. People don't like it. Yeah. But like, he's a generational hooper. He's the Anthony Rendon of basketball. And that's my goat, so.
That's your goat.
I don't know if I would put Rendon and Jokic in the same tier.
I guarantee you Jokic would say, I don't care about basketball.
He has said it.
Yeah, exactly.
He could say that, but the way you be hooping, bro, you care about basketball.
Yeah,
there's absolutely no way you don't care about
basketball. Tony 2-bag's batting like 500 over the last couple weeks. Respect my goat. Jokic, 2.0.
And be honest.
What is your mind telling you, bro?
It's telling me the Nuggets and the Nikola Jokic. But I ain't going with that answer.
Halliburton.
I'm going with my heart. The Lakers and LeBron James. That's what I'm saying, mate. Right, LeBron's getting his fifth Finals MVP, his fifth championship, and cement his legacy as the greatest player in the history of the game.
I would like you guys to join me in wishing my hair
that's cute.
A last appearance on Teed Up here. This is his final appearance on the show.
I believe in you guys. Don't let me down. Please.
Mark.
I got the Nuggets too, bro.
He got the Warriors.
I don't. I've hated that team. It was a hard season, but whatever. Anyways, forget about them. I got the Nuggets winning it, and Jokic going for back-to-back MVP. Yeah. Easily.
Oh, yeah. Who's got finals MVP? LeBron?
LeBron.
You got Jokic in the Nuggets.
I want to change my prediction.
Okay. Go, James.
The Bulls are going to win it all.
Alex Caruso.
Kobe White dropped 41 when I did a little research. Hey, Kobe White. I see that record. I love the 39-43 underdogs.
I'm praying.
Shout out the sub-500 NBA champs.
Open prayer out there to every. I hope the Bulls beat the Heat today, because what the Heat did about booking their flight to Boston at 1 p.m. after the game against the Chicago Bulls, I hope they fall flat on their face. Chicago, ooh, do your job.
And also, please, as a Celtics fan, I wouldn't want to face the Heat.
Jimmy Buckets again. Dude, talk about being arrogant, man. I hate that team.
The Heat have been our biggest kryptonite the last like 5 postseasons, yeah, with the exception of the Nets, of course. But and if the Bulls did win, they would be the first play-in team to win a championship.
It's a bad look for a league when an under 500 team's in the playoffs. No.
But look for the East.
But with the Eastern Conference, like, it's normal.
Yeah.
We've seen that before, dude.
West, 1-10 in the West can win a championship. That's the crazy thing.
1-9.
In the East is like 1-2.
Except the Lakers. 1-9 except the Lakers.
1-9.
Or 1-10 except for the Lakers and the Warriors, unfortunately.
The Lakers and the Warriors, mate.
But in the East, it's always been like 1-2. Like, it's always
pretty
like
much.
Whoever the first top two seeds are, like, with the exception of the Heat, like, last year. And the Heat in 2020, there were like 7-8 seeds going into that playoff run too. But my prediction.
Come on, don't be biased there.
What wouldn't I be?
You accuse me of being. Okay, go on then. Go on then.
See, my mind's been more realistic than picking the Lakers to win the championship.
I got the greatest player of all time on my team.
Yeah, but like we have a team that's 64-18 on my team.
You got one Peyton Pritchard, is that what you said?
Oh, yeah, we have Peyton Pritchard. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
bro?
Your team's got Peyton Pritchard. That's why you're going to win the championship, right?
No, we have the greatest player. We have Sam Hauser on our team.
Sam Hauser. I thought it was Luke Cornette. Wait. Luke Cornette. I thought it was Luke Cornette, boy.
But we got Xavier Tillman. All right, show some respect to Xavier.
Honestly,
Tillman.
His hairline's, you know, Memphis never legend. Mind. let's not even talk about hairlines.
Legend,
right now.
Xavier Tillman.
Memphis
bro.
Legend?
We got Sixers legend Jaden Springer.
Jaden Springer, baby.
We got
IMG legend Jaden Springer.
IMG Academy legend. Season awards.
Yes.
Predictions. So yeah, we go MVP, Rookie of the Year, DPOY, Sixth Man.
Yeah.
And we go Most Improved Player.
Okay.
Okay.
I got Jokic repeating.
MVP. Okay.
Well, no, he's not repeating, but Jokic just wasn't the MVP.
He should have repeated.
Wemby, yeah. Rookie of the Year.
Easy.
Sixth Man of the Year. Malik Monk, I think that's a safer bet. I might go Bobby Portis. He's been super solid. And then who else did we say? Defensive Player of the Year. We'll give it to Bam. I like Bam Adebayo. Mahiro, who do you got?
For MVP, I've got Shai. Let me tell you, Shai as my MVP. Best record in the league. His stats are out this world
in
too.
The West.
Best record in the West, excuse me.
Let
true.
Him know. Let
best
him know. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Best record in
We're
the
about
West.
7-8 games clear.
I want to give it to Luka, personally speaking, right?
Luka deserves
you
it.
You know what I mean? I want to give it to Luka, but I think based on the metric system that we've been doing, you know, over the course of the years, best record, best player on the best in the conference.
It changes every year.
I'm giving it to Shai for my MVP. What was it?
Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year, Wemby.
Yep.
Best player of the year, Wemby.
That's a fair.
I'm going for both awards, honestly, mate. Yeah. He's winning both of them. He's going for a clean house.
I didn't say most improved. I'm going Tyrese Maxey.
That was my pick for most improved, Tyrese Maxey as well.
Or
I think he's taking a big step. I think giving it to Ant might be an insult, bro. Low-key, it might, in a sense.
He improved a lot.
I think, because when I say insult, I don't mean insult in the sense of calling him a sorry player before. I just think he's a superstar.
Well, that's not Tyrese was sorry before either, but I think James Harden leaving the Sixers did a lot for Tyrese Maxey.
It did, yeah. I think Tyrese Maxey, okay, that's why I gave Tyrese Maxey for, what else is there? Sixth Man of the Year. Honestly, I'm getting Russell Westbrook.
I feel like he started a lot this year.
Did he start a lot of games?
He started some, but he was hurt for a while, so I don't think he's going to win that.
But I'll give it to Russ, man. I think you should look at the Clippers when he was injured and look at the second he came back into the team.
That is true.
Contrast difference, mate. More energy, more defensive urgency, everything. I'd see him improve immensely with Russell Westbrook playing, so I'm giving it to Russ.
All right, Mark.
For MVP, I got Jokic or Luka. I like Luka, though. But D-Poy, I got Wemby. Sixth Man of the Year. I'll give it to Malik Monk. He was killing.
Yeah, I get that. I like that.
And Most Improved. I like that Anthony Edwards take. Because, like, You could be an all-star, but going to superstar status,
yeah,
that's a
he okay. solidified himself. As
I get
like
it. I get that perspective.
Because it was always up in the air. Like, is it Cat's team or is it Ant's team?
It's Ant's team.
Yeah, yeah.
Maddie,
I'll just drop only my most improved player.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's almost not most improved. It's the opposite from turning a paycheck into nothing. Jonte Porter.
Oh, man.
I love the $700,000 contract into the $22,000 winnings.
Yeah, sorry.
Real hustler.
Scrap Tyrese Maxey. Jalen Brunson is my most improved player.
I thought you were going to back me with Jonte.
Honestly, I probably should have. But for me, I think Jalen Brunson. And also, sidetracked, best point guard in the East. Jalen Brunson.
Well, you know what? Sixth man of the year, I'm changing mine.
All right.
Nas Reed.
Yo, I like Nas Reed. Yes.
Nas Reed's a dog.
Yes.
He be killing the California teams for no reason. I don't know what he got against us.
I don't get it.
Bro.
Before we wrap this up, can we just say a big congrats to Naoki the other day for winning Mr. 49 at JP all day, guys.
What?
Yeah. Congratulations, my boy.
No,
he needs that. There you go. Fitting for the 49er man. You know what I mean? Congrats.
Honestly, I couldn't have done this without the support of my team.
Wait, hold up. Well, while I'm here, I remember the week of welcome. This dude came up to Naoki. I just have to say that.
Oh,
this dude
gosh,
came
bro.
Up to Naoki talking about, like, bro, you're that guy from that show.
No, you're mad annoying. Like, bro, you're mad annoying.
And, like, Naoki tried to stay so cool, but, like, no, bro, I know dumb, my boy. Nah, that was dumb.
No,
you know, that was really dumb. All right, that was dope.
So, if you guys see this episode on Wednesday, we do have a photo assistant position open.
You know, we do have a photo assistant, because next semester, I'm going for that. I'm just kidding.
Position, baby. He's going for that crown, right? That tiara, mate. He's going for the tiara, you know what I mean?
But, in all sincerity, I couldn't have done it without joining the team, and, thank you to Crystal for bringing me on 2 years ago, and I've had a great support system around me these last couple of years, doing the show with Maddie the past year and a half, and my hair was one of the very first people that I met when I got here to Long Beach State, and you know, I just work hard, and you know, I guess it's an attribution to the amount of work that I put in here, and I'm gonna continue to work hard until I graduate in a couple of weeks now, and can't believe that day is coming. So,
yeah.
Seriously, I couldn't have done it without this. Especially this year's team has been super special with all these new people coming in and being coachable and really buying into the whole dynamic and to the purpose of what we're here to do at the 49er. And yeah, just thank you to everybody for everything. And this award is almost like it's a journalism department exclusive thing, but getting the chance to bring on President Connolly and Bobby on twice,
yeah.
And bringing on players is something
new coach as well.
Yeah, it's a surreal thing. You know, when we made this show all those, you know, a year and a half ago, we weren't even considering doing stuff like this. So, yeah. And with all that being said.
Shout out to you, bro.
Thank you, brother.
Terms of retirement, going to be chill.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Put the hangin' sweater up in the studio right there.
Right in the stands,
in
baby.
The stew.
You know
in
what the
stew. With all that being said, though, thank you for joining us on the season 3, episode 13 of Teed Up.
Thank you
to our video editor, Ellie Creighton, and our producer, Aiden Swanepoel, and our multimedia producer, Al Nicklin. If you want to stay up to date on the latest in Long Beach State sports, check out our website, daily49er.com, and follow us on socials at daily49er. Seize up. Playoff NBA basketball's coming up. Hockey coming up pretty soon as well. We have some Long Beach Grand Prix coverage for you guys coming up soon. And we'll get you guys on the next one.